How to know if Imam Al-Asra Jalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif is pleased with us? Mu'mineen, the Shias of the Imam alayhi salam, find themselves and their actions in the presence of the Imam. To avoid hurting him and from being deprived from his special favors, and to lessen the distance between us and him, we have to be careful that, God forbid, we in any way displease him by our bad performance. Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif is kind, loving, and cares for every being in general and every human being in particular. His tasks and program are the tasks and program assigned to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa'alihi Wasallam. In this regard, Quran says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Certainly a messenger has come to you from among yourselves. Grievous to him is your falling into distress, excessively solicitous respecting you. To the believers, he is compassionate. With all that immense love Imam has towards us, he has no problems with us. That what displeases him is not performing all that is wajib mandatory and not refraining from every haram. Therefore, one who fulfills his duties has definitely pleased the kind Imam alayhi salam. A person asks Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, what is bravery? What is might? In reply, Imam says, it is that God does not find you where he has forbidden you, and that he finds you where he has commanded you to be. It is understood that those who possess this quality of bravery, no doubt Imam is pleased with them. But those who do not perform their duties, that is prayers, fasts, hijab, homes, hajj, zakat, etc., and do not refrain from haram, definitely Imam is not pleased with them, no matter how much they may be occupied in mustahab and recommended acts. In brief, Imam's pleasure is in the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is in practicing in accordance to the rulings of your marja, the mujtahid you follow. As the dear Imam himself is duty bound to the same rulings, he safeguards the divine religion, its rulings and its values. Those blessed with tasharruf. Tasharruf is the honor of visitation. Those granted the permission to visit the Imam alayhi salam. It is those who have met the Imam of time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Sa'di, the famous Persian poet, says, Hizar johd bikardam ke sirr ishq bipusham, نبود بر سر آتش میسرم که نجوشم. به هوش بودم از اول که دل به کس نسپارم، شمائل تو بدیدم نه عقل ماند و نه هوشم. 1,000 trials I passed to fit the secrets of love. Not a fire did I see but that I molded myself up. I was awake from the start not to surrender my heart, but to see your grace in which I'm totally lost. In this journey, that is, from your soul to beyond, from yourself to Him, from man to God, in this tough journey, there is no way to get to the destination but through the only path, which is the path of Vilaya. There is no other hope and no other way would lead you but that it will ruin you. In this journey, all are devoted, true, sincere mystics, the Arif Billah, who have arrived at their destination, say, this path can be crossed only by and through and with the special favors of the only kind Imam, Sahibul Asr wa Zaman, alayhi salam. That is the reason why they strive to attract His mercy and favors. Mentioning these great personalities is like that little particle, if graced, does the task of the luminous sun. Being reminded of them attracts the mercy of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are so much drowned in His love that for them ghaibat and zuhur, the absence and presence of the Imam, is equal. Their sitting, standing, breathing, their palpitation and every beat of their heart is with the Imam. Among those graced in this sterile zone is Allama Hilli rahmatullahi alayhi. Allama Hilli is among the great ulama of the Shia world, one who was a mujtahid when yet a child. Mu'mineen had to wait for him to be an adult to be in his taqleed. Every Thursday, he walked from Hilla to Karbala to be blessed with the ziyarat of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. In one of his trips, he is graced by Imam al-Asr alayhi salam. He does not recognize the Imam. In their journey, the walking stick falls from the hand of Allama. Allama Hilli is reminded of a question and asks the Imam. He inquires, in this era of Ghaibat Kubra, the period of the major occultation, can one see and meet the Imam alayhi salam? Imam replied, how is it not possible to see the Imam whence His hand is in your hand? At this very moment, upon this reply, Allama is shaken, he falls to the ground to kiss the dust of the Mubarak feet of the Imam alayhi salam. With that immense love and devotion he has to Imam, Allama Hilli faints. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa
ala گرفته بوی گل نرگس، دلم نشسته چو پروانه در آرزوی گل نرگس، سزد ز قصه بمیرم من، ز ز درد و غربت و تنهایی همیشه ذکر فرج دارم، ولی چرا تو نمی آیی؟ عباساله 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 یا عباساله.